Hello, dear friends. My name is Timur. I am the host of Just Forward Game Development Podcast. I am really happy getting back to the podcasting again after a long break that I took, because I consider this as a great opportunity for me and my team to be more open-minded and to be more open to the game development community, probably to find some partnerships and investors opportunities, to receive feedback from outside, and of course, to bring value to the world. In this episode, I will talk about hyper-casual games genre. Let's start with a key problem for the world population for today. This problem is how to kill time. The clarified problem will sound like how to kill time in terms of clip thinking and get dopamine. It's not a secret that people are very busy with their stuff today. They are trying to do things simultaneously. As a result, they have very short and unscheduled breaks. This is very bad because it's really hard to take a breath and relax, to clear mind. The great thing is that hyper-casual games solve this problem. These are small and snackable games which bring satisfying experience and help people fill these small breaks for 2 or 3 minutes 5 to 10 times per day, for example. The more people play games, the bigger the market size is. The game industry in general is growing year over year. For the past year, the market size was about $137 billion. The forecast for this year is over $150 billion. Another great thing is that the share of smartphones is growing as well in this pie, from 41% to 44%. This is possible due to some reasons. Some factors like countries, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the internet coverage is growing in these countries. The penetration of smartphones is growing as well. It leads to weak devices with weak internet connection. And this is a great opportunity for hyper-casual games to be on these devices, to grow due to this factor. Because these games are small in size, they are easy to launch on all smartphones, on all devices. As the market is growing, the competition is growing as well. It's a well-known fact that the game market is a red ocean today. The competition is really tough. It's not good on the one hand, but it's great on the other hand, because this is an opportunity to enter the market, to conduct investigation and find the most appropriate business model for your resource configuration. It allows to understand the evolution of business model that is possible on this market. The red ocean means that the market exists. It means that there are transactions, there are money, and you can easily enter it with minimum cost. Yes, you have to find growth hacks, to find the unique way how you need to move and run on this market. Biggest hyper-casual publishers cover almost half of the top 100 USA App Store. The players like Lion Studios, Playgendary, Green Panda Games, Voodoo, Qvali and others are the biggest one on the market today. The interesting fact is that Voodoo Company, about 1 year and a half ago, was the only big company on the hyper-casual market. Today, things changed. New players came, the newcomers are young companies. Nevertheless, they're growing very fast. The hyper-casual genre becomes more mature, it's still dynamic, and it still gives a chance for small companies to find the growth hacks to take a place among big publishers on the market. As the hyper-casual genre is growing, the monetization approach is becoming more actual. Current dominating monetization model is free-to-play. This is also relevant for the whole mobile market. About 95% of the revenue is coming from ads, other 5% from in-app purchases. The unit economy for hyper-casual games has a certain specific. The lifetime value is small. Also, the life cycle of the game is small and short, but cost per install, acquisition costs small as well. Hyper-casual publishers conduct user acquisition by covering the really wide audience. They target all ages, all professions, both female and male. They are trying to cover as many people as they are able to do. It allows to gain very cheap installs and to have positive unit economy. Knowing who and why playing the game, let's take a closer look at the features of hyper-casual game product. According to Daniel Kahneman, there are two modes of our mind. System 1 is fast, instinctive and emotional. System 2 is slower, more deliberative and more logical. Hyper-casual games are made only for System 1, and this is very important. For instance, if a user watches ads on Facebook, he or she has to understand very clear the gameplay from 5 or 6 seconds of the video ads. After that, after downloading the game, it is very important that a user is able to go through onboarding very fast, to get into the game right after the launch. Then simple controls allow people to play everywhere. In a subway, on a bus station, on road trips, and general on the go. The next thing is satisfying experience, and this is the most important part of hyper-casual games. These games made not to challenge people. There is no more to make punitive arcade games. These are the games that are made to satisfy people with great relaxing experience. People want to take a break, to take a brief, and have their dose of dopamine. They want to go smoothly through the progress system. They want to be rewarded by visual effects, by the coin system in the game. They want to have a great, they want to have a great time. That's why the game has to be forgiving enough. No punitive things, no dice, no game overs, just very smooth progress, smooth gameplay, fast learning curve. And another thing that is important is distractions. The gameplay has to allow to be easily distracted without losing a game. This is vital because many users play their favorite hyper-casual games while watching Netflix or watching YouTube. Thus, small portions of levels like 30-second level is a great solution. Also, there are the gameplays like Helix Jump, where you can be distracted just every second without losing any progress, and the ball will just bounce in on the platform and you can get back easily and continue to play the game. So visually, the game has to be rich enough. I mean, there have to be visual effects, rewarding effects. I mean, each action of a user has to be rewarded. Rewarded visually primarily. The hyper-casual games in general are very simple. This is a very snackable experience. this is like the voodoo company says you are eating a snack, and this is the best comparison I've ever heard about hyper-casual games. I think that's all I wanted to say. So this was a short review of the hyper-casual genre. We went through the problem it solves, we took a look at the game market, at the hyper-casual genre in particularly, we took a closer look at the competition, who are the big players, what is monetization model, who are the target audience of the game, and right now I went through the main features of hyper-casual games. I hope this was helpful. I tried to deliver the key points of the topic, and if you have any suggestions on how we can improve our content, what we can talk about, what other questions are important for you, please let me know. Visit our website justforward.co or just email me. The email is timur@justforward.co. timur@justforward.co. Thanks for listening, my friends. Goodbye.